Let me end with a postscript. It's not exactly a summary of these exercises, but I hope that it may help us to be ever more aware of the Lord of life and his place in our hearts and minds. We take as our final word a sentence from Proverbs: "Whoever finds me finds life and receives favour from the Lord." Now, it is important that we don't misunderstand this word. We've come to realize from our own experience that whoever finds God finds life with a capital L, finds that human existence takes on a whole new meaning and purpose. But we don't find God and follow Christ in order to receive favour from the Lord. It's simply a natural consequence. The favour consists of seeing our lives quite differently, as being part of the eternal purpose, with Jesus as our goal. I'm reminded of a passage from Colossians, the first chapter, and this is the New International Version. All over the world, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who was a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we've not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this, and this is the important bit, in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. May we too, like those Colossians, live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, the Lord of life.